Got Boys on My Mind by Hobie Killed Me. Read by Interstellar Blue. Wonu wakes up one day with the ability to hear people's thoughts. He doesn't actually realize it for a while. He lives alone, and his two cats don't have many thoughts beyond hungry and bite Appa's hand when he pets our tummies. Parenthood is often unrewarding. He also doesn't realize it when he goes to pick up coffee before work, too caught up with trying to wake up and read the 200-plus group chat messages from after he fell asleep early. He simply assumed that the cafe was just louder than normal because he woke up late. Suin, he was busy trying to read through the 32 emojis Jiyun had put in the chat for some reason. The realization also passes over him when he drops coffee off at various people's desks. He was late, okay? He just sort of assumed that Jiyun meant to say the verbal equivalent of a key smash, and that Seungchul's "I love you, oh my god," wasn't actually that far removed from their normal interactions. It isn't until Soonyoung shows up around lunchtime to drag him to eat that he starts to realize that maybe it's not a normal thing going on. "Come on, Stinky," he says, pulling Wonu's rolling chair away from his desk, his headphones stretching away from his monitor. "Hold on, I have to save this before I forget," Wonu says, rolling back, and rubbing his eyes under his glasses. He had been too tired to try contacts today. "So cute," he hears, assuming Soonyoung is teasing him again. He rolls his eyes. "I didn't shower today, how cute can I be?" he says, clicking around on his desktop to save the new file to a folder he'll remember to check later. "What? I didn't say anything?" Soonyoung sounds confused. Wonu swivels to look at him. "You just said, 'You know what, never mind, I'm hungry, let's go.'" "Maybe it's just an off day?" The walk to the restaurant they usually eat lunch at seems incredibly loud, regardless of Soonyoung rambling the whole way there, as if his voice has been bass-boosted and magnified. Wonu knows he's not being as present as he should probably be, but he doesn't understand what's happening. God bless Soonyoung. They come to this restaurant so often that Soonyoung just waves away the menus the waiter offers them, instead ordering both of their food and immediately launching into another story about a bitchy dance mom that had showed up at the studio. He knows he's been staring at Soonyoung for entirely too long, but he keeps hearing things that don't match up with how his mouth is moving. Is he being pranked? He keeps turning around, looking intently at the plants around the edges of the restaurant, as if Seungwon and Seokmin are going to jump out with a camera. "Hey, are you okay?" Soonyoung asks, putting one hand on his forehead, as if maybe he's having fever hallucinations. "Yeah, I'm fine, I just," Wonu says, and stops when he hears clearly over the din of the restaurant, "Why is he lying to me?" Even as he realizes Soonyoung's mouth isn't moving. Wonu doesn't really know what he was expecting from the whole revelation. Something cosmically shifting or revealing. He is surprised how many times Soonyoung thinks about tigers. He knew, but he didn't know. He puts a tiger print mug in his cart online for Soonyoung's birthday. Maybe he'll just keep it at his house for him to use. Lunch finally ends after what feels like 300 years, and Soonyoung has to go back to the studio for his afternoon classes. "Do you want to make dinner at your place?" Soonyoung asks, shrugging his coat on. "I miss my two beautiful daughters." Wonu nods, too distracted by every passing thought. "Sure, I get off work at 6, just text me." Soonyoung hugs him goodbye, the lingering tiger thoughts pushed away by Wonu warm, which makes him smile. He waves bye and pulls his phone out on his way back to the office. "Me. Okay, so hear me out. Junhui. Anthro324. What's up? Me. So I can read minds now, and I would like to not do that. Junhui, Anthro324. Dot, 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 dot. And you came to me, why? Me. Please send help. Frowny emoticon. Junhui, Anthro324. Dot, 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 dot. Fine. Give me a few days. Me. Big smiley emoticon. Wonu's head hurts a lot by the time he gets home. He lies down in the entryway and tilts his head when one of his cats paws at his face. "Ladybug, Appa's having a crisis. Please let me be." Ladybug just meows, padding over to the food bowls where Kamaji is already sitting. Wanwu sighs, getting up to feed his kids and find if he has any medicine for his head before Soonhyung comes over. I was thinking we could try to make shrimp curry, Soonhyung says, already elbowing his way into Wanwu's apartment, grocery bags rustling. Wow, no hello? Romance really is dead, Wanwu responds, shutting the door and following the other boy to the kitchen. Soonhyung just sticks his tongue out, thoughts whirling through random measurements. Wanwu gets ordered around the kitchen, making rice and chopping vegetables while Soonhyung works on peeling the shrimp. Wanwu keeps up a steady stream of conversation, hoping to drown out any wayward thoughts from the other boy, asking about the bitchy dance mom again and fucks up telling a joke he heard from Seungchul earlier, stuttering through the end of it. Soonhyung laughs so hard that he drops part of the shrimp he was chopping up and Ladybug dives for it. Lady, no! He tries to grab the cat but really ends up wrestling her for the fish. Ladybug, the vet said no more treats, please listen to him! He can hear Soonhyung laughing even harder from where he's now laying on the floor with his selfish cat. The thoughts that slip into his head now are just a constant stream of love him, love him, love him. He looks up at Soonhyung and, oh. Oh, Wanwu is hit with sudden, startling clarity. Soonhyung is in love with him. That isn't a problem. Wanwu is mostly in love with him too, has been for ages. The problem is he shouldn't know this. It makes him feel a little sick. Why would the universe play a sick joke like this on him? He tries to keep feeding the cats like the world didn't lurch sickeningly beneath him, keeps cooking dinner like he doesn't feel like he just betrayed his best friend's trust, tries to laugh along to whatever movie Soonhyung put on like he doesn't feel sick to his stomach. Soonhyung ends up falling asleep on his shoulder after a while and his thoughts calm down, just vague snippets of tigers and blurry choreography spilling along the edges. He does his best not to jostle the other boy to get his phone out to text Junhui. Me. We need to find a solution to this now. Please. Avoiding Soonhyung isn't that hard for a few days. Work picks up, as it always does before a release, making sure everything is in order, that glitches are worked out, codes all working. Soonhyung ends up having food delivered to their office, the receipt covered in tiger emojis, and Wanwu can hear Hansol and Chiyun thinking, how sweet Wanwu's boyfriend is, and he wants to scream. It's a big deal, being a small game startup to launching a new game internationally. Soonhyung sends him heart emojis, and Junhui sends him articles on mind reading which aren't very helpful. He honestly forgets again that the thought thing is an issue until he hears Hansol while he's texting Seungkwan and promptly has to flee the whole building. Eventually, the day of the release is upon them and he's run out of excuses to tell Soonhyung why he can't see him. He had already invited him as his plus one months and months ago to the party. Soonhyung shows up to his apartment an hour before the release party and Wanwu is so glad that the weird mind-reading thing doesn't extend both ways. Soonhyung looks fantastic. Gold embroidery of tigers and soft flowing flowers decorating the lapels of his jacket, matching the cascade of a gold necklace with loops reaching across his collarbones. The light in the entryway makes the gold on his eyelids glitter, and Wanwu wants so desperately to kiss the red lip stain off his mouth, screw the party. Your tie is crooked, stupid, Soonhyung says with a sigh, already reaching out to fix it. Wanwu feels bad. A pit of anxiety opens his stomach even as he lets himself fall into the warm comfort of Soonhyung's thoughts. Feels nice to be wanted so earnestly. The constant looping of Wanwu, beautiful, and love him, love him, love him, gets him through the car ride to the hall the event's being held at, and is enough to push him through the speech he delivers alongside Seungchul, thanking all their sponsors and teams. He looks out over the crowd and sees their friends causing a ruckus by cheering in the back of the room. Soonhyung's smile is the brightest and he doesn't have to hear thoughts to feel how loved he is. Everyone jumps on them when they get back to their group of tables, Jung-an dipping Seungchul into a kiss, and Chan and Seungkwan both jumping on Wanwu, knocking them all to the ground. Soonhyung helps him up. Look at you, Mr. Hotshot Video Game Maker. He pulls him into a hug and whispers, I'm so proud of you, into his neck. The love him, love him, love him is loud and bright. Wanwu feels light enough to float away. If possible, they all get louder after the bar opens up and everyone starts getting messy drunk. Wadu reaches up to fiddle with his tie as he's taking a sip of something June had handed him, and the thought,
"Oh, that tie would look so good around his wrists,"
floats over in Sunyoung's clear voice, and he chokes on his drink. Immediately, everyone's thoughts and words turn to alarm, trying to make sure he's okay. He waves them off. "I'm fine, I promise." Sunyoung squints at him, sitting back in his chair. "Are you sure? Don't die on your big night, stupid." Wonwoo hears,
"He's so cute even now."
Over the weekend, Wonwoo struggles to come up with any excuse to not see Sunyoung, especially when he offers to buy them food. He lets himself into Wonwoo's apartment, the spare key he has, something Wonwoo gave him the same day he moved in. Wonwoo can hear him greeting the cats, baby-talking to them, before coming to find him in the living room. He's been doing his best to impersonate a rock all weekend, refusing to do anything that requires effort, the launch having exhausted him. "Oh, look at your appa," Sunyoung says, plopping down on the couch after moving his legs and pulling out containers of food. "He's exhausted. Why don't you two do anything around here?" "They're ungrateful children," Wonwoo says, pulling himself up with a groan. "I work so hard to keep them fed, and all they do is sleep on my face and try to suffocate me." Sunyoung scoops up Kamaji, smooching the top of the little cat's head, and laughs when he starts purring. "The cutest kids in the world."
"Not as cute as their appa," he hears, but ignores anyway.
They end up eating all of the food before remembering to put something on the TV. It still ends up with Sunyoung curled around him, both of the cats on top of them, and some random movie on Netflix, and Wonwoo would be fine with it always being that way. Which is, of course, when he fucks it all up. It starts out with Sunyoung saying, "I wonder if there's any more of the cookies left from the last time I was here." Or Wonwoo thought he had said, out loud with his mouth. "Yeah, if you want to get some, they're in the top cabinet," Wonwoo says, which was his first mistake. He can feel Sunyoung startle beside him and push up into a sitting position. "What?" Sunyoung says, looking understandably confused.
"Oh, I...
Wonwoo scrambles, trying to think of absolutely anything to say. His brain offers him the option to come clean about the weird telepathy thing, which ends up being his second mistake. "Okay, this is going to sound weird." He takes a deep breath. "I can hear everything?" "What do you mean you can just hear everything?" Sunyoung's face is rapidly losing color, and Wonwoo winces at how loud and fast his thoughts are going. He scrambles off the couch and Wonwoo gets up, wary of startling him like a deer. "Sunyoung, please take a deep breath. I can't hear." Wonwoo brings a hand to his forehead as the other boy's thoughts get impossibly louder, and to his horror, it looks like he's about to cry. "What do you mean, then?" Sunyoung's voice trembles, and Wonwoo wants to cup his face in his hands, but when he moves toward him, Sunyoung flinches.
I've been able to hear people's thoughts for a couple of weeks?
I figured out that it doesn't actually extend to animals, and I haven't figured out how to control it, but June thinks..." His rambling stops when Sunyoung's hand flies up to his mouth to stop what sounds suspiciously like a sob. "Other people knew?" he asks, voice filled with tears now. Wonwoo can only feel the hurt radiating from the other boy, his thoughts too jumbled. "Well, I thought he could help, and..." Wonwoo tries to reach out to him, but Sunyoung's already backing away. I have to... His words trip over each other as he backs up to the door, tears streaming down his face. "I'm going to go. Please don't come after me." And Wonwoo lets him go. He lays there that night, and his head is finally quiet, and he's never hated it more. He doesn't go into the office for work for a week. He also stops responding to all of his friends' texts, letting himself wallow in his own misery for a few days. There's a particularly cruel one from Sungkwan asking him what the fuck he did to Sunyoung that he just leaves on read. How could he possibly begin to explain? Eventually, Junhui and Minghao kick down his door. Minghao rolls him out of his bed and into the shower, and when he comes out, fresh and clean for the first time in days, and sees they've cleaned up his apartment, he starts crying. Junhui wraps him up in a blanket and sits him down on the couch and just lets him cry it all out. When he's done, he feels lighter but also more awful than he has in a while. "Jun, I fucked up everything. Sunyoung hates me now," he says,
nose still stuffy, and Minghao hands him a tissue.
He doesn't hate you, he's worried you hate him, Junhui says, rubbing his back.
Wanwu looks at him, confused.
Why would I hate him?
I don't know. He's been moping all week about how you must find him disgusting for having feelings for you.
And I tried to explain that if you were, that you wouldn't have kept hanging out with him.
Junhui rolls his eyes. He's insufferable.
Please go talk to him. I'm tired of pretending he isn't sitting in his office crying, Minghao asks, petting Ladybug, who settled in his lap.
That's how Wanwu shows up at Sun Quan, Sokmin, and Sun Yang's apartment later that day, with a bouquet of tiger lilies and a pep talk from Junhui and Minghao.
Just be honest with him. I promise he doesn't hate you.
He knocks on the door, and Sun Quan opens it.
He narrows his eyes when he sees Wanwu and leans against the doorframe, arms crossed.
I'm going to let you in, but if you fuck this up one more time, it'll be the last time you're ever allowed in this apartment, understand?
Wanwu swallows and nods. He walks down the hall to Sun Yong's door and hears Shiny's replay and muffled crying noises from inside. He takes a deep breath and knocks again. The music cuts off and he hears grumbling.
Sun Quan, please let me have a broken heart in peace, I—
Oh, you're not Sun Quan, Sun Yong says, eyes wide and rimmed.
Wanwu shoves the bouquet of flowers into the other boy's hands.
He can hear the what's going on in Wanwu, Wanwu, Wanwu running through his head and pulls himself together.
Quan Sun Yong, I am in love with you, and I'm sorry that the weird telepathy thing I have going on made you uncomfortable. I truly did not mean for that to happen, and I promise I would have told you. You're my best friend in the whole world, and if you never want to see me again after this, I understand, but I needed to tell you that.
Wanwu stops to take a breath, and sees Sun Yong's mouth is shaped like an O, and he doesn't look like he's breathing.
He blinks out of his daze and pulls Wanwu into his room, shoving him down on his bed.
He points a finger at him, looking angry now.
What do you mean you're in love with me? I'm the one who's supposed to be the tragically pining one of us.
Wanwu feels like he's being tossed in a washing machine, the constant feedback loop of Sun Yong's thoughts throwing him around.
But I'm the one who's pining?
No, I'm pining.
They hear Sun Quan shout from outside the door, neither of you are pining, you're both in love. But he's abruptly cut off, presumably by Sokmin.
They're both silent for a minute before Sun Yong speaks up, sounding impossibly small.
Is that okay? He asks. To be in love with you?
Wanwu pulls him over so that he's standing between Wanwu's thighs, reaching up to cup the other boy's face.
It's more than okay with me, if it's okay that I'm in love with you.
Soo-young nods.
Can I please kiss you? It's okay if not, I'll understand.
Soo-young cuts him off, kissing him, and missing it first. Then Wanwu tilts his head a little, and it's perfect.
Soo-young pulls away after a minute or two and looks at him.
What am I thinking right now? He asks, eyes wide.
Wanwu tries to concentrate and realizes, oh, there's no more thoughts in his head beside his own.
I can't hear them anymore? He feels like the confusion on his face is mirrored on Sun Yong's.
It's just gone?
I guess? Wanwu shrugs, confused as well.
Sun Yong leans over him with a grin suddenly.
I bet I have magic kisses, he says, and Wanwu rolls his eyes before pulling him back down to make out like teenagers.
Later, after they've both exhausted themselves, Sun Yong sighs and Wanwu makes a questioning noise, drawing circles on his back lightly.
We would have been great on a game show, Sun Yong pouts, and Wanwu pretends to smother him with a pillow. The end. Thank you for listening. 듣지 말아요, 들리지 않아.